English Waves, in collaboration with the language school Linguistic Lustig, presents its program for children, The Kids' Corner. There'll be a new story each week that you can enjoy listening to with your children, and even read to them, or have them read to you.
Hello everyone, this is Sarah speaking for our weekly meeting on Lustig Radio, and I am here to give you some food for thought. Here are some hints about today's topic. It is a celebration. It is an Indian celebration. It happens on the darkest night of the year. It starts with the letter D. I'm talking about Diwali. Diwali is a word from the Sanskrit language. It's an ancient Indian language. Diwali means a row of lights. It is the festival of lights. Candlelight symbolise the powerful inner light that protects us from the darkness. Indian streets and houses are illuminated during Diwali celebrations. It's beautiful. Diwali is a five-day celebration. On the third day of Diwali, the biggest day of all, people gather for feasts and fireworks. They give each other presents. Traditions and customs are different, depending on the region you are in, northern India, southern India, or western India. It's a very important holiday to Hindus, as important as Christmas is to Christians. Hindus are the people who practice Hinduism. Hinduism is the oldest active religion. That means that it has existed for a very long time, and it is still practiced today. There are thousands of gods in Hinduism, but they all have distinctive features. They are all unique. Let's discover some of them together. Brahma is the creator. He has four heads. He holds a book and he rides a giant swan. Another famous Hindu god is Shiva. He is the destroyer. He has one head and three eyes. He has a cobra around his neck. He holds a trident and he rides a bull. When Hindus celebrate Diwali, they pray to Lakshmi. Lakshmi is the goddess of love, fortune and wealth. She has one head and four arms. She holds two lotus flowers and there are always two elephants with her. You know what would make me very happy? I would love to see your drawing skills. If you feel inspired, please send me a drawing of the three Hindu gods I just told you about. You could also look up another god or goddess you'd like to draw. As I said, there are thousands of Hindu gods. That leaves some choice. Please send your drawing to sophie@linguistic-ld.fr. I can't wait. Thank you for listening to this Food for Thought episode. Take care and see you next week with more to get your teeth into.